I'm not surprised, but some of the issues that have been identified by, firstly, the WADA Independent Commission, and then Richard McLaren's very detailed look at the Sochi Olympics. I mean, we were beginning to see evidence of that coming forward some time ago, and fortunately, you know, the anti-doping movement, you know, the media have continued their investigative approach, and they were actually bringing forward the, you know, this evidence. But it seemed that the anti-doping organisations were waiting and waiting for more evidence, or feeling that they weren't in a position to do something about it. Well, now, of course, this has all happened, most unfortunately, on the eve of the Rio Olympics. So it's really a huge disappointment. I mean, I was shocked to see the extent to which there was the corruption of the anti-doping system in Russia, because it's the anti-doping system everyone worldwide is operating to, and you know, our athletes trust this system.
Yeah.
They want this system to be able to validate their reputations, and there we have, you know, so-called negative tests actually being positive tests that are being covered up, and it must be hugely frustrating for athletes who've been competing clean, saying, "Look, you know, what was the benefit of doing that? Because all that time, I was actually being cheated. I may have lost lottery funding. My coach may have lost his job. I mean, you know, there are, you know, real life changing things that have gone on for those athletes. But I think it really comes down to, you know, the respect that people have for sport and the integrity of people within sport, and it's really disappointing to see how there are pockets of this corruption that can go on.
I suppose one of the other question marks now that in the past, people have questioned individuals, maybe individual coaches, about some of their methods, and I know that obviously the anti-doping family, the anti-doping establishment has worked and battled hard against, you know, those who have wanted to cheat. But when you get what seems to be statewide corruption in one state, the question would be asked, well, if it's happening in one place, is it happening somewhere else?
Well, of course. I mean, and that's the difficulty, because, all right, we have some evidence that says, you know, there was organised swapping of samples. We're now having, you know, the retesting of samples going on, you know, from Beijing and also from London. But you know, I don't think any country can be complacent, and it's sad really that the Olympics has become all about medal performances.
Yeah.
And you know, I look across, you know, those countries where they're qualifying athletes for the Olympic Games, but some have decided, even though their athletes have met the qualifying criteria, they should not go because they do not seem to be a medal prospect. Now, I kind of wonder what this is about, and it just is disappointing that what we're sort of hoping is going to be a marvelous spectacle of sport actually has a lot of other agendas running. And I think that's the most frustrating thing about the past couple of weeks, the power play that's gone on with the IAAF taking a stance, obviously the IAAF itself having some huge challenges, having revealed that its own president and former head of anti-doping involved in a level of corruption, but at least taking a stance here and trying to draw a line above which athletes would then be considered eligible to go to the Games from Russia. I mean, I'd have to say, is that going to apply worldwide?
Mm.
But other sports then suddenly finding out, well, actually, there could have been something going on in our sport that we were totally unaware of.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got this power play going on, and the IOC saying, well, maybe actually we'd agree to people taking part in the Olympic Games, and maybe we won't. We've ended up with, you know, lining the pockets almost of lawyers at the Court of Arbitration for Sport, because that is the route by which athletes go to try to get some independent review and justice for their case. But you know, at the end of the day, we have to be honest that sport makes up its own rules on this. Yeah. And I've always been a fervent sort of believer that actually a life ban for serious cheating has to be the way forward. And you know, now I'm just wondering why, if we keep on letting the cheats back in, what is it, you know, what encouragement is there for our athletes to compete clean?
Where are you now then in regards to your perception of it? Are you more pessimistic than you were 10 years ago?
I think to a certain extent I am seeing the sporting world slightly polarized on this. There's a lot of rhetoric, a lot of we're world leaders and we're doing the right thing, and yes, we need more money to do the right thing. But I'm actually also very mindful that what we have set up so far is clearly not working, and I'd like to see more people, you know, sort of joining with me and trying to think of other ways to really address this. It isn't just about pursuing athletes to the nth degree for that urine sample or the blood samples, and then actually that's not quite, you know, sort of right, but you know, maybe we can go back so many years and actually we can't redo the medal ceremonies, but don't worry about it because actually we had such a fantastic games and the announcements that come out about the best games ever and what have you. And you know, as a member of the public looking at this, they must be thinking these people must be on their own substances, you know, because they clearly don't see what we see. But we need to be a little bit more realistic, and maybe we've got to start dividing sport a little bit more, the individual sports from the team sports. Maybe we've actually got to start looking at stronger penalties that actually will apply to countries as well as individual athletes. Certainly the athlete entourage has got to be put in the frame. And so, you know, perhaps an athlete needs not just the passport that's created by testing, but the passport that's created by a named doctor, a named coach, who will fall if the athlete falls.